Welcome to Miami. We are shooting live at the Miami International Boat Show here in the 305. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss.
It's Rick Thomas with Yachting USA and Yachting International Radio, and we're back again.
Yes, welcome to my hometown. The 305 is where I grew up. It's the boating capital of the world, South Florida. It's responsible for $12 billion in revenue for our industry, 100 plus 20,000 jobs that we generate. It is really second behind tourism, so we are an industry that has power in this community.
That's so true. That's so true. And this is one huge community when you really consider the whole demographics, what we're at. And this boat show, I've been coming to this boat show for almost my whole life. I remember the first time I attended with my dad, and I was 17 years old.
Yes.
So, wow, you know, here it is, and it's changed so much, but at the same time, it's still that dynamic,
right?
Big Miami boat show.
Well, we have a lot of energy going on. We've got a lot of things that are new and up and coming. We had the technology awards. We had the industry breakfast that happened yesterday.
Yesterday
and,
morning.
And a lot of great winners. A lot of, we're pushing the envelope with technology. We're here in the Dometic booth, and I have to say they were one of the great winners of the Innovation Award from the National Marine Manufacturers Association.
NMMA?
Yeah, NMMA. And I have to tell you, I'm going to take a little side note here. If you do not attend the industry breakfast, you have to. I know you actually promised that next year you should be going, but it's a great way to really get to know the movers and shakers in the community, in our industry, talk about who's the, you know, pushing the envelope with just everything from innovation to customer, you know, support and product.
Right.
So definitely check it out. But let's talk about Dometic. Dometic has been known for many other things, but not the stabilizer.
Yeah,
space.
This has been interesting because we watched this gyro type of stabilization come into the industry just over the last, less than the last decade.
Right, yes. And Seakeepers had the major, you know, whale share of the market share.
Well, they're the innovator. They really brought it forward initially, and it's been kind of like the mainstay. But Dometic has been paying attention, and they've come out with some new technology.
They have.
And this is what I love about competition in the industry. It drives innovation. It drives, you know, the next level. And understanding what they're doing here, they're reducing the actual power load that it takes to power these things, which on a small boat is so important.
Right. So very similar to the Seakeeper 3. This is Dometic 3 stabilizer. They won an innovation award at yesterday's breakfast. Spooling time is 9 minutes versus 45 minutes, which is a huge, you know, benefit. Another thing is that the warranty period's not 2 years, it's 3 years on this product.
Right. Plus, it's taking 40% less power. It's running at 48 volts. Which is, you know, high volts means lower amperage, means less load on the whole ship system, makes it efficient and doable on boats that maybe didn't have the power available for the Seakeepers. You've got more flexibility now.
Well, hats off to Dometic and everyone else that won. I do have to give a shout out to Steve Tilders. He won the actual NMMA award. It's the Alan J. Freeman Award, which recognizes individuals that have made epic impact in the accessory space.
Okay.
And so he spoke about 50 years he's been in the business, I believe it is, gave tribute to his wife, and he wouldn't have been able to be away so many, you know, boat shows in that time. And it was really a beautiful tribute, and hats off to Steve. You know, what a great honor.
Yeah, no, that's great, Steve. Yeah. Congratulations for that,
yes,
for sure.
And for Frank Hogelmeyer, did a great job about bringing us up to speed about what's hot, what's good, and what's a caution sign right now. We talked about fuel. Fuel is abundant, and it's, you know, that's also one thing that's good. But
fuel
at the
costs
same
are
time,
stabilizing too.
Right, yes. Right? But we're seeing the inventory being an issue.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a few other things that he talked about. Interest rates. Obviously, we're cautious about interest rates. The housing market, cautious about that. Fuel prices are good. Availability is good on fuel. Consumer sentiment, caution.
Right.
And they went in to say retail credit availability, caution.
Right.
Wages and employment, good. SUV, light trucks, marine dealer inventory, and consumer net worth debt, cautious.
Right.
So we have a lot of things to be cautious. And lastly, RV inventory, cautious.
True.
So he made a comment that we're seeing about 2024, right where we're at now.
Compared to
2014. So
decade.
As business owners and or whomever, consumers, we need to go back and look, where were we 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to basically staff according to that, really set our business models and change, because they're projecting that this year will be very similar to 2014.
Well, 2014, we had gone far enough beyond 2008 when things really got bad, to where the optimism was good again. We were all kind of feeling pretty good about things, and we saw a nice bell curve going up from that point. So 2025 is probably a rebuild year.
Right, yes.
I would think so. I think we're going to see what's happening with the new administration, with the policies that are coming into play, the tariff piece that we've talked about before, what that really looks like, what impact that may or may not have on our industry. I'd like to think that coming out of 25 into 26 with the 250th anniversary of our nation, and just I think by a year from now, we're going to see a lot of changes that should hopefully be a bellwether for our industry.
I hope so. I do. The consumer, sentiment here at the show, I'm a dealer, so I get to see it and hear it firsthand. It's cautious. People are on boats. They're saying, this is what I'm going to buy, but maybe not right now. But on the same breath, if you are interested in buying or trading a boat, now is the time. Dealers are making incredible deals, whether it's a manufacturer direct model or dealerships. If you are considering it, now is the time to do it.
Love it. So, Kim, should we take a walk to the Windward Club? Let me tell you about a sea trial that we went on yesterday.
Okay.
And we can kind of showcase a little bit more about this boat show and some of the benefits we have of being here and enjoying this ambiance.
Well, they spoke about that yesterday. Experience is what Discover Boating is all about right now. So they're all about improving the experience at all of their boat shows. So I'm excited to see the new Windward location, which they did not have before here at the convention center. So we're going to go over and show you guys that now Windward's available not only at One Herald Plaza, but also here at the convention center. So come on with us, folks. We're going to show you what it looks like.
Fantastic. Let's go.
Let's go. So we are walking into the Windward
Club.
Beautiful. This is the new location, the first time ever at the convention center.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon.
This is beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Well,
it's nice to be here. Look at this.
Yes. So it's a great way to network here in the Windward Club. We've always had it at One Herald Plaza, but now this is a brand new location here at the convention center.
This is so, the ambiance here is quiet. It's secluded. Look at the space you have. You can conduct business in here.
Absolutely. So you can see there's tons of seating. There's food, unlimited food, drinks, whether alcoholic or non-alcoholic, desserts. So much to do here, whether it's business or personal.
Yes.
So if you break down the amount of the ticket itself, but some people say it could be a little expensive when you look at how much a beverage costs these days in South Beach.
Oh, gosh.
And a meal and everything else that you get from this.
Right.
It's really not bad. It's worth it.
No.
You get the show tickets and all of this included.
I bought a couple glasses of wine yesterday. It was $50.
Right.
So you do the math. It starts to make sense for sure.
So definitely worth it. Go to the MiamiBoatShow.com and buy your tickets, but choose the Windward because it's super luxurious, ultra exclusive, quiet, whether it's personal or business. This is the place that you want to be seen, and this is the place where you want to conduct your business.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Good to be here.
Absolutely.
So, Rick, yesterday, you were telling me about a electric boat company that you want to see trial. So tell me about it.
It's built in Sweden. Just simply put,
is it torquey? Tell me about
torquey. Are you kidding? You hit the throttle, you're going. You want to stop, you stop. It's electric
brakes.
Super
quiet.
Beyond quiet. And you look at this, the way they build it with cork decking, cork cap rails, very ecologically minded, renewable resources, all electric.
Right, yeah.
You put it all together, the family can use that boat.
Right. I have to say, the industry is really leading with innovation. And as Steve Jobs said, innovation is really the only way to win.
That's right.
And we are by far winning as an industry. So I suggest if you are looking at getting into boating, hiring a captain, it's all about education. Get that foundation of traditional boat operation.
Yes.
And then welcome the technology, whether it's the bow thruster or the Yamaha Hellmaster and Abacus and, all the stuff that exists, electric propulsion.
Fully electric helms, touch screen. The fly-by-wire stuff now.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible what is available, what's able. Self-docking boats are coming. You know, Ken and I talked about that in a recent interview, that you can literally bring your boat near the dock and go dock, and it brings it in.
Yeah, right, yes.
Wow, talk about
Mercury,
the easy button.
Mercury has a product, Abacus. There's so many great companies out there. I know Mercury is really going to push hard on their product that's coming to market or is already in market. But one thing I thought was really cool was Mercury told me yesterday they just came to market with the very first single engine. Like what Yamaha has, which is Hellmaster.
Right.
Mercury brought out the same product. So it's basically allows you to anchor, if you will, without an anchor.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a really cool option that has not been available for single engine.
Single engine, right, because
boats.
Normally you do that with two or three engines to kind of skyhook.
So we have the joystick with Mercury, and you have the Optimus, which is the post-sale or post-install product.
Right.
And you have the Yamaha Hellmaster system. So both are available now in the single engine setup.
Wow.
Yeah, and it will put you back, I believe they said it'd be like 12,000 to 15,000, but don't quote me on that, folks.
Yeah.
But well worth it, because you don't have to worry about, you know, throwing an anchor. But in South Florida, when you're on the intercoastal or you're in like the sandbar area, and you, let's say you and I were on a boat.
I look forward to that.
No, you're on your own boat. I'm on my own boat.
There you go.
And
that
so
works.
I would come up to you instead of like pushing you off all the time. You just turn that Mercury joystick on, single motor application,
right,
as well as multiple, and or the Yamaha Hellmaster, and you can sit there and just one button and just float, just like you were floating in the water.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
So
let's try that.
Technology
sometime.
Is really helping the entry level boat operator, as well as the quad or whatever, you know, setup it is. So I'm really excited to see, we're breaking down the barriers of entry for that boat operator, new or to the
seasoned.
Water or seasoned. The future is super bright for the marine industry.
Fantastic.
So I encourage everyone, come out to the Miami Boat Show. There's not only that Windward, both locations now have Windward, but you have so much to see, you know, thousands of boats here, right. Hundreds and thousands
yep.
of boats here on display. Come out, check out the accessories booth, or the floor, I should say, at the convention center. You go up the escalator. It's probably one of the biggest fun. Music is pumping. It's really cool. Check out all the accessories to go on your boat as well.
And if you can't make Miami, remember the Palm Beach show's coming up, and they're
it's
starting early.
Yeah.
They're starting on Wednesday the 18th.
Yeah.
That's new for them.
Yes.
And they've got the Windward Club there as well, and another experience to
yes.
enjoy.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the NMMA Discover Boating for putting on another fabulous Miami Boat Show. And thanks to the City of Miami, the City of Miami Beach, for all that you've done
yes.
to really bring this to life. Once again, it's one of our, you know, most of our business is done here at boat shows. A lot of the companies rely on the show. If you have not bought your tickets, remember, there's no box office. You have to go to MiamiBoatShow.com. And, you know, there's shuttles available, golf carts, thanks to Icon. You can go to and from the locations.
Yeah. And the water taxi gets you back and forth, too, which
is really
good. Oh,
that's great. Yeah. So, again, the deals to be made going on right now at the Miami Boat Show.
Be here.
Be here or be square. Look forward to seeing you on the next Yachting Unplugged. Rick, it's been great seeing you.
Kim.
Take care.
Absolutely.
All the best. And don't forget, whether you live, work, or play on the water, just get on the water. And always boat smart from the start.
From the start.
That's right. Look forward to seeing you guys on the next Yachting
All right.
Unplugged. Take care.
Be well.